Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Glad to have you with us. Hope all has been well this week, and we're embarking on another hectic back-to-school weekend, and you know, it's going to be, I guess, a couple weeks or less before our Florida children are back in school, and so we want to wish them well. But the one thing that happens starting tomorrow is the tax-free back to school, which I guess everybody can take advantage of. It depending on what your needs are. But that's what's happening tomorrow, along with some other activities. I hope many of you got a chance to attend some of the activities that we talked about and got information on Saturday morning or Sunday from the G's Power Hour Facebook page about some of the activities that were going on. Anyway, this morning, trying to get things started off right, we want to look at how to, I guess, be a little bit more centered and focused when you're going back to school in a spiritual way. So we're going to have to, Pastor Hugh Harmon. Pastor Hugh, are you there? He may be a little late. He is very, very busy. So we're going to continue on. If you know of some back-to-school activities that are coming up this weekend, because I know there are some, give us a call, and the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. I was just looking up some articles on some back to school stuff. There was one that speaking of spirituality and religion, there's a Freedom From Religion group that was complaining, according to an article yesterday, and I'm going to post it on G's Power Hour Facebook page, about a back to school worship service. According to this, an attorney from the Freedom From Religion Foundation has sent a letter of complaint to the DeKalb County School Superintendent complaining that this particular high school is violating separation of church and state by promoting a back-to-school worship service in the gym. That is scheduled for this Sunday evening. It was advertised on the school's Facebook page asking for God's protective hand to be over our school facilities and students. Now, I want to know from you all, what do you think? I mean, separation from church and state. I'm not sure exactly if you're having it on a Sunday, if it's optional, if it's not interfering with any class studies, you know, or interfering with what goes on during the school day, is it a problem? You know, I don't see what is wrong with asking for a little bit of protection and guidance, especially in the wake of, especially like here in Florida, for example, where, you know, we're trying to arm up everybody in the school, and I know I'm being exaggerating, but that's what I see. You're arming up everybody in the school. Some people don't need to be all armed up for the pretense of protecting our children. Yeah, I do believe our children need to be protected. I know, and it wasn't guns. It was just, you know, people threatening you and carrying, you know, brass knuckles and some other things to school. And I've been on the target end of some of that when I was in school. I was bullied a little bit. But the thing about it is that you've got to rely, who do you rely on for that? Teachers have enough of a time teaching. If we want to talk about protecting our students, let's, you know, get people who are trained in law enforcement in the schools to protect our students. That's my concern. I'd rather our teachers teach. I'd rather them go ahead and be strong in the academic arena so that they're not failing our students. I'd rather them, you know, look and see the various ways that they can enhance our students' education, you know, be a little bit more creative because our students are so diverse that not everybody learns the same way. I'd rather them focus on that. I'd rather us also focus on trying to make sure that the students are equipped properly, that the teachers are equipped properly, that the teachers are able to get a decent salary as well as not having to come out of the pockets so much, their own pockets in terms of providing for the kids. I'd rather see the kids get a decent meal before they have to hit the books at school and be able to also get a decent meal so they can study and do homework, you know. I think when you are quibbling over someone being able to do a prayer service over our kids just to make sure that they are covered, they are protected in that way, and you're fighting that, I think that's wrong. That's my opinion. I want to get yours. So if you have a question, if you have a concern, or you feel differently, you know, everybody doesn't have to agree with me. We all are here with different opinions. So you can, you know, share your opinion with us. So the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. And then there's another article that I saw on CNBC.com about millennial parents that are fighting pressure to overspend on back to school shopping. That's, like I said, that's a big thing, making sure that our kids are supplied. According to this particular article, the National Retail Federation estimates back to school spending will top $80 billion this year, $80 billion in 2019, according to this article. Bankrate.com, according to this article, found 4 in 10 parents who have done their back-to-school shopping have felt pressured to overspend. And millennials are the most likely, according to this, to feel pressured to spend more than they are comfortable with on back-to-school supplies. We really need to kind of sit down and find it. You know, parents need to talk with teachers and find out, okay, what is it that they actually need? You know, cover the basics, and then, you know, don't succumb maybe to peer pressure in terms of what what's popular, you know, because don't get caught up with the commercials in terms of what's popular, in terms of the book bags, the lunch boxes, the jackets, the shoes, you know, all of that stuff is not necessary. Make sure they got decent shoes that are going to be durable and last through the year, because I know I used to wear out some shoes, so... want to get your opinion. Like I said, the number is 516-387-1944. I thought I heard a little bit in the background. Is Pastor Hugh, are you there yet? Hello? Okay. I'm just hearing, I guess, technical noise in the background. So anyway, that's one of the articles. And like I said, I do try to share. I will share that on the Jesus Hour, our Facebook page. But yeah, just trying to get through the school year. The other thing, there's some tips, according to this article, to remember safety tips as kids start classes. And the other thing I would suggest, too, for parents and for neighbors, you know, neighbors need to help watch out for their children, get to know the bus driver, get to know the routes, you know. We've had some incidences, I know, the end of last year where we had kids that were left on the school buses. for whatever the reason may be, whether or not it's they didn't see the child, they didn't do the count, whatever the reason, we want to make sure that our kids are safe. And that is one way, is to make sure that you get to know the bus driver. If you develop a rapport with the bus driver, you know, you talk to the bus driver, you know, you don't have to have let me just make this clear, okay, first of all. You don't have to have a prolonged conversation with the bus driver. You just need to say, hi, Mrs. So-and-so, this is my kid, you know, and just want to, you know, want you to know and just want to get to know who you are and everything. But you don't need to have a prolonged conversation, because please remember there are other kids that need to get on the bus, and there are cars waiting to get to work and school and other places that are lined up behind the school buses waiting as the children are being put onto the bus. So, you know, I mean, if you want to be nice to the bus driver and hand the bus driver a cup of coffee or something, you know, find out what the bus driver likes to drink, a bottle of water is always good, lasts the whole day. We all need to drink more water anyway. That's fine. But develop a rapport with the bus driver. If you find that you are uncomfortable with the bus driver for whatever reason, do your homework, do your research, you know, find out how long the bus driver has been on that route, find out if the bus driver has been on other routes and what people have thought about the bus driver. But, you know, do your homework, because this is someone that your kid is going to encounter on a daily basis. So we want to make sure that at least that's the one person that you can at least know. And, you know, maybe in a case of a, you know, dicey situation, maybe rely on to kind of look out for your child. Or, like I said, if you're not comfortable with the driver, maybe, you know, you know, be aware. So a lot of stuff are happening to kids to and from the bus stops, you know. So that's, you know, you might want to just kind of make sure that you are totally aware of the bus stop and check out the, you know, the neighbors along the way. For in Florida, if you don't know, you can go on the Florida Department of Law Enforcement's website. I think it's FDLE.com, and you can find out the sexual predators that are in your neighborhood. You know, so if you want to know who your child might be passing, whose house your child might be passing along the way, you know, look up the addresses on the FDLE website and find out, you know, who's in the neighborhood, who you should be wary of, who your child, you know, might want to say, don't stop at this house, don't stop and talk to this particular person and everything. So it's very important that you know these things as we are, you know, going back to school. So according to this article, like I said, they had some tips. That was one of the ones that just kind of rolled off the top of my head. You know, and actually they do talk about kids getting off and on school bus. The other thing is that make sure that if you haven't vaccinated your kids, get your kids vaccinated. If there is a legitimate reason, you know, please, you know, let the school know what, you know, if it's a health reason why your child isn't getting vaccinated. A lot of germs get passed through the school. You know, we want to protect the health of the kids. Make sure the kid has, your child has a full physical, and find out what's going on. If you suspect that your child is having some sort of issue and your physician is not asking the right questions or you know, including your issue as part of their regular routine when they're checking your child, ask your physician, you know, the other questions. And if your physician doesn't want to pursue your line of questioning, get a second opinion, get another physician, but ask, because it's your child. That's your gift from God. So you've got to take care of the gift. So ask the right questions. You know, if you think the child might be, let's say, dyslexic, you know, make sure that, you know, your child is being checked for things like that. You know, it's better to be safe than the child gets through the half of the school year and you think that it's something that the child is doing in terms of not behaving properly or not doing the work because they're lazy. It may not be that. They may have difficulty that they don't know how to express, and you got to be on top of that. Pastor Hugh, are you there? Oh, okay. Still waiting. But anyway, get that checked. I know I had a problem with my eyesight as a young child. I've been wearing glasses since I can remember almost. Well, but I was the child that, you know, depending on where I fell in the alphabet, if they seated you in alphabetical order, I ended up sitting in the back of the classroom. Okay. You sit in the back of the classroom. If you have eye problems and can't see what's on the chalkboard or what's going on up in the front of the class, and you're in a classroom of, let's say, thank God they don't have classes, I don't think that big anymore, except in college, but you're in a class of about 60 people, you know, or 40 people even, you know, you may not get the attention that you need. You know, it just so happens I found out that I needed glasses. I was nearsighted, and I have an astigmatism in one eye. So I got seated. I got glasses. I also got seated appropriately so I could see, you know. So we want to eliminate all excuses out there for the child not to learn. So that's key. That's very crucial. So anyway, we're going to go ahead because we want to find out where – we want to get Pastor Hugh on. I know he's in a meeting. I know he had some sort of business to take care of himself not too long before the show started. He did let me know that he might be late, but I want to get him on. And we're having a little bit of technical difficulty as well. So even if he doesn't come on today, we're going to try to have him on at least maybe tomorrow or sometime during next week. But we're going to cut out and just wanted you guys to, you know, let us know if you know of any back school stuff. You know, post it on G's Power Hour Facebook page, you know, or send me a notice of some sort, and we'll try to cover that and let everybody know about back school activities going on this weekend. Thank you so much. We're going to, let's see. Okay. I'm corresponding with Princess as we talk, my CEO. But thank you all for listening. Please join us tomorrow. We're going to hopefully be able to get Pastor Hugh on tomorrow maybe and talk about some other back to school things. Have a very blessed day. This is G's Power Hour. Never had it so good. Entertainment. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.